One more after the news with Alice Rosenthal.
Good afternoon. European Union finance ministers have agreed to David Cameron's demand for emergency talks after the UK was told it must pay an extra £1.7 billion to Brussels. The amount's based on a recalculation of how well the economies of member states have performed since 1995. Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, says the request for additional money is totally unacceptable.
That the European Commission is asking countries like Greece and Ireland that suffered most of the financial crisis to pay in more money that then gets handed over to Germany. So I think a lot of countries in the EU will be doing the same as the British Prime Minister is in Brussels today and saying, let's just pause and understand where this has come from and work out what the right way forward is.
As a report says, violence in British jails is out of control. The Justice Secretary's told BBC WM that there will always be a culture of violence in our jails. The Criminal Justice Inspections called for an improvement on how issues like self-harm, suicide, bullying and drug misuse are dealt with in prisons. The report says the jails are out of control, unsafe and ineffective institutions. Chris Grayling's been talking to BBC WM.
Now, I wish prisons were less violent, but the reality is, if you look at the mix of people in prisons, you know, for example, much more of a violent mix of offenders, people who committed violent crimes than a decade and more ago. And that inevitably has a consequence.
Meanwhile, there are calls for the prison service to learn to deal better with prisoners with mental health issues after the inquest into the death of a father of three from Birmingham found a number of failings. Mohamed Navid Sabre had a history of mental health problems. He was 26 when he was found hanged in his cell at HMP Stoke Heath. The inquest found the prison's mental health service didn't monitor him adequately or respond to his deteriorating health. Independent traders in Stourbridge say business is picking up again as some shoppers in the town are supporting local businesses. This comes after Tesco announced their profits had fallen again to the tune of £263 million. BBC WM's been to Stourbridge to meet some shoppers and independent business owners. Stacey Smith owns a vintage clothing store.
I think as an independent you have to know what's working and admit to yourself when something isn't working and then do something about changing it and keeping it fresh and new and evolve what you're doing. We've started with a vintage clothing company and ended up with a music venue. Some people get stubborn about not wanting to change their opinions and listen to what people want. I think that's the key. You've got to listen to what people want.
And a Walsall takeaway has been closed after environmental health officers found swarms of flies, filthy conditions and rat droppings. Chip Masters on Lower Hall Lane has been given a hygiene emergency prohibition notice. It's the fourth business in Walsall to be closed in a fortnight because of environmental health issues. A look at the weather. Dry and bright this afternoon. Highs of 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit. It's a colder night with temperatures falling into single figures. Mainly dry though. Lows of 5 Celsius, 41 Fahrenheit. And tomorrow is looking dry and bright with a good deal of sunshine. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
Ian Lee.
On BBC WM
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Well, there's the first question of the afternoon. Is Walsall dirty? Is it dirty? Is it? Can't be that dirty, can it? I've been in dirtier places. 03453 009956. How dirty is Walsall? If you live there, is your house a bit dirty? Is it? Be honest, let us know. Can we find the dirtiest place in the whole of the region? Can we do that, please? 03453 009956. Afternoon, it's Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. It's going to be one of those shows today, I think. I've got lots of stuff to talk about, and you're more than welcome to chip in at any point. Let me just flag up some of the bits, and then we'll dive in. Christmas cannot come soon enough for me. And all those... Christmas starts earlier and earlier every... Brilliant. Brilliant. I love Christmas. You can start it in August, as far as I'm concerned. Flipping brilliant. 03453 009956. Are you a bar humbug, Scrooge? Ever had anything sharp in you? Steady. Come on now, just you know, I don't want any... Let's try and keep this above the belt, unless, of course, the sharp thing went in below the belt. 03453 009956. Oh, and those other bits and pieces. There's loads of stuff to talk about. We'll get there. The reason why I want to talk about Christmas... Christmas begins today on the high street. Fantastic. Hey, I saw some Christmas lights outside somebody's house the other day. Now, I say Christmas lights, someone said they could be Diwali lights. I don't think Father Christmas is associated with Diwali. I don't know too much about Diwali. I don't think Father Christmas is one of the traditional gods or goddesses that's associated with that. I could be wrong. Have you seen? Have you got Christmas lights outside your house? 03453 009956. According to the Mirror, Christmas begins today on the high streets. The producer Joe's excited. I'm excited. The festive season will begin earlier than ever this year, as 41% of us will start Christmas shopping today. Today. I suspect, I know people that have already bought Christmas presents, that have already got the majority of their Christmas presents. Good for you. Every year I aim to be one of those people that gets the shopping done early. I never do it. If you've bought Christmas presents already, do give me a call and let me know. The busiest time to buy presents will be at 6:35 p.m. this evening. Well, it wouldn't be in the morning, would it? Because we'll all be asleep. With most people heading to the shops after work. Some 5% of shoppers even began buying in January. That's a little bit sad. Yeah, that's a little bit sad to immediately after Christmas go out and go, oh, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the sales and buy some things for Christmas. That's a little bit pathetic, isn't it? Actually, who even goes to the shops to buy Christmas presents anymore? It's all online, isn't it? You do it all online. Why would you go to a shop to buy Christmas presents? I just went into the Bullring before coming. I got really early. I thought I'd have a look at some bits and bits. It was just so busy. And there were people there. And people bunching into each other. Oh, it was horrible. And the language that was being used was disgusting. Why would you go to the shops to do your Christmas shopping? Do it all online. Hey, guess what happens then? They deliver it to you. I say they deliver it to you. Did I mention this before? My next door neighbour has asked us to stop having parcels delivered at their house. What? Sorry? Yeah, could you stop getting parcels delivered to our house, please? Why? Well, I'm not in very often. It's not very convenient. Well, first of all, it's not my responsibility. You have to tell the postman not to get the parcels delivered. And secondly, get knotted. How inconvenient is it to have a box sitting in your porch for 2 hours? 03453 009956 is the telephone number. 5% of shoppers even began buying in January, but despite the keenness to get ahead, 17% will leave buying gifts until December. Kimberly's on the line. Afternoon, Kimberly.
Good afternoon.
Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
I haven't. I'll start next month.
You're starting next November?
Yes.
You're leaving it quite late, Kimberly.
I get all my stuff from the shops.
You go to actual proper shops, do you?
I do, because you can see what you're buying.
You can finger it?
Yeah. You can actually see your... I mean, I know you can see it online, but it's not the same.
I don't like buying food online, because you're right, I like to squeeze my melons and play with my plums. And you can't do that online. Well, you can. No. But you've got to keep your ears open.
I get all my Christmas shopping. I mean, I even go up Birmingham Christmas Eve.
Oh, you are nuts, Kimberly. That's insania.
It's just part of the fun. It's Christmas Eve, you know. It's great.
One Christmas, and I don't do Christmas Eve shopping anymore. About 5 years ago, I did Christmas Eve shopping in Oxford Street in that there London.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, shoot me. It was horrible. I imagine Birmingham on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve and Boxing Day are one of the two best days to go. It's brilliant.
This is another thing I don't get. Why would you go shopping on Boxing Day? Why aren't you sat at home watching rubbish on telly and, blowing off? Why aren't you doing that?
Because you've got the sales.
Yeah, exactly, but, I mean, you're not... Just stay at home.
No.
Kimberly, do you not prefer the fact that if you order something online, you go to Play or Amazon or any of those places, if you're buying a DVD, you don't need to look at the DVD to know what you're going to get, right?
No.
You want to get Will Ferrell, Blades of Glory.
I do buy some things online.
Yeah.
On eBay, on a certain site.
Would that certain site be eBay by any chance?
Yeah.
How did I guess that?
And, you know, because it is cheaper, but I prefer to buy it in a shop.
Hang on a second. You can't buy Christmas presents, those Christmas presents on that certain site that we won't say again, eBay, they're second hand.
Well, they're not, the other person's not going to know that, are they?
You can't give second hand Christmas presents.
Why not?
That's an excellent question that I have no comeback
for. You know, if you have a present for Christmas and you don't like it, you give it to somebody else for the
But supposing,
birthday.
Supposing they... Have you ever been caught out by that, where you've given a present to someone that you didn't like and they've gone, hey, I gave that to you last year?
No, because I write the name and I make sure.
Blimey, you're very efficient, aren't you, Kimberly? Kimberly, thank you very... Do you think Christmas starts too early?
No.
No, it can't, can it?
No.
Most wonderful time of the year.
It is.
Kimberly, thank you very much indeed. 03453 009956. It's the most wonderful time of the... Well, Kimberly's raised some many pertinent points. I love Birmingham. Why the hell would you want to go shopping in it on Christmas Eve or Boxing Day? And you can't give second-hand presents as Christmas presents, can you? 03453 009956.
The power of love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds, rich like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, make a wrong one right. Power of love will keep you home at night. Don't need money, don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love.
The power of... Oh, he's not finished.
Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card. Ride this train. Tougher than diamonds and stronger than steel. You won't feel nothing till you feel. Feel the power. Just feel the power of love. That's the power. That's the power of love. Feel the power.
Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
Feel the power of love.
It can't come soon enough for me.
Feel the power of love.
Why would you go Christmas shopping in real shops, though? Do it all online. And our last caller goes Christmas shopping in Birmingham on Christmas Eve. And then the Boxing Day sales. I never got that. 03453 009956. Also, if you've spotted any Christmas lights outside homes, then do give us a call because I'd like to know. Simon in Kings Winford has said, I bought all but one present for Christmas last Saturday, an all-in-one shop, Help for Heroes at Merry Hill. Got T-shirts. Oh, no. That's the worst. Do you know the worst thing you can buy someone for Christmas? Yeah, this year we decided to get you a goat in Africa. Well, what use is that to me? I mean, seriously, what use? Well, I've got to fly out there and see it. It's not actually for you, it's for a poor African family. Yeah, okay, you bought a poor African family a goat. Where's my present? Where's my DVD box set of Breaking Bad? Simon continues. I got T-shirts for my brothers, long ladies T-shirt for my sister and daughter, PJs for my daughter. I even bought my Christmas cards and advent calendar from there, says Simon. Trevor, I hate those people, Trevor, who say, yeah, well, for Christmas this year, we've bought you a well in Nicaragua. Well, what use is that to me, Trevor?
We'll adopt you a monkey in some far-flung part of the Far East or whatever.
I don't want a monkey. If you're going to get me a monkey, I want one that'll dress up as a butler and deliver me drinks on Christmas Day.
Good idea.
That's not actually a bad idea. I wonder if you can get those.
No, it ain't actually.
Imagine that you get exactly. It's One Direction. Imagine that your Christmas present wanders in dressed up as a butler with Bucks Fizz on a tray for you first thing Christmas morning. Yes, please. I'll have two of those bad boys. Trevor, what have you got for us?
I've got a better Christmas present, but it's family radio, so I better not mention it. Christmas Eve shopping.
Certainly left us all wondering, yes, but don't tell us.
Well, I was thinking of a blue-eyed blonde in a short skirt, and, you know, that's what
okay,
I was
you were thinking anyway, of a sexual partner. No, okay, thanks. Yeah, you diverse, yes.
Christmas Eve shopping and Boxing Day shopping.
Yes, Trevor.
Never.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Well, Christmas Eve, we normally get things ready for Christmas Day, and then we pop down to the club and have a few pints and what have you.
Beautiful.
And Boxing Day is football.
Oh, flipping it.
Boxing Day is... Don't start.
Well, come on. Come on, mate.
Boxing Day is football. It's always football down a club.
But why would you... But the thing is, the Boxing Day, OK, I can... the family going out for a long walk...
I used to go to the game, but obviously Trevor. Living too far away now, I can't, so.
Yeah, Boxing Day, you can maybe go out for an hour for a walk after lunch to let it settle. But Boxing Day is supposed to be snoozing, watching the kids wear out the batteries in their toys and, you know, sitting in fetid stench of old Brussels sprouts.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Boxing Day is football.
Well, do you actually
go?
Do you watch it on the telly, or you go out and play it?
Well, I used to. I have played on Boxing Day. We used to have the old ones against the young ones when I played for a team, local team round here.
Yeah.
And we used to have the over 35s against the under 35s.
Are there no local teams near where you live now?
Yeah. I think they're still going.
I've made myself laugh with that silly question. Anyway,
we always used to go to a proper game on Boxing Day, or now I have to watch it on the telly because my team's in London, obviously, and I can't get to see them.
So I don't know. I'm assuming you're married. But what a lucky woman she is.
Sort of.
Oh, I say, we're back to the blonde, blue-eyed in the short dress. So, what was that?
What?
Okay.
I've just turned my lorry off. I've just parked up outside the place.
You sounded very windy, Pops. So your poor family, though...
Air brakes.
Is that what they call it these days? Your poor family have to sit there and watch rubbish football on Boxing Day and not James Bond or anything.
She won't watch James Bond even if it was on tonight.
Trevor, thank you very much indeed. 03453 009956. We're entering the slightly seedy world of your Christmas traditions. And do you know what? The end of October, I can dig that conversation. What are your Christmas traditions that only your family does? For years and years and years, we would never go out Christmas Day, Boxing Day. We would just kind of be hermetically sealed in our house. And then someone introduced the concept of going out for a walk after lunch on Boxing Day. And oh, man, it felt so weird being outside of the house. It doesn't feel right. 03453 009956. It's turning into a Christmas spesh. Can we get a Christmas song? Let's get a Christmas song, Producer Joe. Let's get a Christmas song. Let's see if we can find something. Paul's in Sutton Coalfield. Good afternoon, Paul.
Enjoy your show. First time on your programme, but enjoy it.
Thank you very much indeed. What's caused you to ring up?
Well, the reason why I've had to buy my stuff in advance because my mother can't get out. She hasn't been out for 4 years. She had a stroke.
Who's your mother?
Yeah, she's listening to you now.
Hello, Mum.
She says hello.
I can hear. Just be quiet, Paul. Are you doing all right, love? Shut up, Paul. Is Paul looking after you? What did she say there, mate?
She says, I'm just tipping them back.
All right. Is he keeping you prisoner? Right. Cough.
That's not fair.
Cough loudly if you want us to come and rescue you, Mum. Right, OK, Paul. All right. No, don't worry. Someone will be round before the end of the show to rescue you, love. You're busted, Paul. That poor defenceless woman prisoner in Sutton Coalfield. Shame on you, Paul.
Now, listen. Cool. Have you heard of Carers UK?
Tell me about Carers UK. Do they keep old women prisoners?
Right, no, they don't. Carers UK... See, this is a serious subject.
I know
did
it
you
is.
See, did yes. you see... I've got to jump onto them. Did you see that piece in the Daily Express the other day about people going to keep themselves warm in one room?
Oh, this was brilliant. If this is what I've heard properly, it was either a minister or an energy company saying, right, to keep warm, old people, to keep warm, put another jumper on. That's good advice. And to run around a bit. Now, that's all right for me to do. I've got two young boys, but I'm suspecting that your mum, who's being held against her will, she would struggle with that, wouldn't she?
She can't walk properly.
No, you have to wheel around really quickly.
I've mentioned this before. When is a boundary and a fence not a boundary and a fence?
Oh, hang on a second. When it's ajar. No, that's the door thing, isn't it? When is a boundary? I don't know. Go on, Paul.
Right, what would you do if you had to pay £2,000 to put a fence up between you and the property next door to you, and it wasn't your fence, and then your mother ends up in Heartlands Hospital, Worsley Green, in 2009, with a slight stroke?
Paul, what has this got to do with have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Well, that's a subject you should raise up.
What, your mum's fence?
It's not my mother's fence. It wasn't our fence.
It was, as you've just made clear, it was somebody else's fence that she paid for.
Yes, and it was a landlord.
How are your new cats doing, Paul?
Oh, they're doing all right. They got a bit upset last night.
Oh.
And I recommend going to Ray Dedicote. If you see a rat, get a cat.
Well, if you see one, get a cat. That's perhaps the worst advice you could give.
That's right. You get the cats to deal with it. They'll deal with it. If they're getting rid of the environmental places in London.
If you see a rat, get a cat.
If you see a rat, get a cat.
Are your cats ratters?
But I haven't let them out yet.
What a shame. The line seems breaking up. Paul, excellent call. Thank you very much, Paul's mum. We'll send someone round to rescue you soon. Doesn't she sound delightful? 03453 009956. Christmas is coming and it can't come quick enough for me. Anybody had any mince pies yet? We'll be right back. Afternoon. Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. If you call up, you'll get to speak to producer Joe and she'll decide whether you're good enough or not to put on. Yeah, I know. We yeah, exactly. We, as Joe's saying, we are desperate for calls. Anybody will do right now. Well, I don't know about Ranjit. 03453 009956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Christmas is coming and I cannot wait. Today is going to be one of the busiest Christmas shopping days. It kind of starts today. Have you done your Christmas shopping already? Why would anybody go to the shops to do Christmas shopping? That I don't understand. Do it all online. The only thing I want to order online, shirts, because I want to try them on. And food. I won't order food online because you know they get the stuff that's going to be out of date really, really soon. And I like to squeeze some melons and play with plums. That's what I like to do. And you can't do that if you do it online. 03453 009956 is the telephone number. If you've spotted any Christmas lights outside houses as well, I'd love to hear that. And there's a story. It's in lots of the papers today. Okay, it's a picture of a dog. It's a sad story, but it's a great picture. Let's be honest. It's a picture of a dog with a bolt through its head. The dog is fine, so we can say pretty much what we want. Now, of course, don't condone putting bolts through animals. That's inappropriate and out of order. Although I do like those pictures. There's nothing better than a picture of an X-ray of a dog with a bolt through its head and how close it was to its brain. Or a swan with a bolt through its neck. Of course, I'm not condoning this. I'm not encouraging it. Actually, the best thing is a dog with no back legs and wheels. Though those dogs are awesome, aren't they? They're just pulling themselves along like that. Those are the God's triers. But, I want to ask the question. We won't get many calls on this, but we might get one really, really good call, and it'll be worth it. Have you ever had anything stuck inside you? I'm going to leave it as vague as that. And be careful, all right? We've got kids coming home from school, so I don't want anything mucky. Have you ever had anything stuck inside you? 03453 009956. And I'm not going to be any more specific. I want that to kind of sit in your brain holes and for you to think about. Ever had anything stuck inside you? 03453 009956. Right, it's BBC WM 95.6. Let's get the travel news now. Here's Adam.
Well, there's problems for you on Oak Tree Lane as you head from Bourneville towards Sully Oak at Rattlebarn Road. There's a broken down lorry that's stuck there at the main set of lights, causing delay just near to the NHS Rehabilitation Centre. It's also quite busy for you around Smallheath Highway, around Bordesley Circus towards Poets Corner. Around River Drive at Tamworth, that's looking quite slow, going up towards the Tame Drive roundabout for the A51 and the A453. The motorway is already building, I should say, on the M5 northbound from Junction 2 at Albury up to the M6 link, and southbound on the M6 from Junction 10 at Wolverhampton and Morsel down towards Junction 8 stop start. Further north on the M6 is looking heavy up towards Stafford from Cannock between Junction 12 and 13 in either direction. No problems on the M42 or on the M40. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453 00288.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Ever had anything stuck inside you? 03453 009956. Let's get the news. Here's Alice.
Good afternoon. European Union finance ministers have agreed to David Cameron's demand for emergency talks after the UK was told it must pay an extra £1.7 billion to Brussels. The amount's based on a recalculation of how well the economies of member states have performed since 1995. A report says violence in British jails is out of control, and the Justice Secretary has told BBC WM there will always be a culture of violence inside our prisons. The Criminal Justice Inspections called for an improvement in how issues such as self-harm, suicide, bullying and drug misuse are dealt with. The report says the jails are out of control and unsafe and ineffective institutions. Meanwhile, there are also calls for the prison service to learn to deal better with prisoners with mental health issues after an inquest into the death of a father of three from Birmingham found a number of failings. Mohammed Naveed Zaber had a history of mental health problems. He was 26 when he was found hanged in his cell at HMP Stoke Heath. Excuse me. And a Walsall takeaway has been closed after environmental health officers found swarms of flies, filthy conditions and rat droppings. Chipmasters on Lower Hall Lane has been given a hygiene emergency prohibition notice. A look at the weather, dry and bright this afternoon, highs of 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit.
You all right?
Yeah, I just had a sudden cough.
What happened?
I don't know.
I can see you, and I thought you were going to be sick or something.
No, I suddenly needed to cough. I can only apologise. It's terribly unprofessional.
Well, it's very unprofessional. Don't apologise to me. I suggest you apologise to fans of good news bulletins.
I'm always very sorry to them.
Thank you.
The voice
of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
So, where are we? We're talking Christmas. We're celebrating. I love Christmas. I love it. I love it. I love it. Christmas shopping starts today for a significant number of you. Are you going to do some Christmas shopping today? Have you done some? I was in the Bullring earlier on. It was flipping busy. It was really busy. Busier than normal. Friday afternoon, midday I was there. Oh, it was busy. 03453 009956. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet? And our first caller, bizarrely, goes Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. That's the work of, I don't want to be rude to her, but a lunatic, isn't it? That's the work of a mad woman. 03453 009956. I had a text from someone who said, where was it? Jay says, talking about Christmas, have you had any mince pies yet? I bought a pack a week ago and you could say I ate all the pies. Well, did you eat all the pies? That would be the only excuse for me saying it. 03453 009956. And on the back of this story, Staffy Ziggy, pictured with a 20-inch crossbow bolt sticking out of his skull after a horror attack. Obviously, this is horrible. I'm not making light of this. I am slightly, in as much as I'm asking, have you ever had anything sharp stuck in you? Now, I've got something in. I've got a bit of bandage in my finger, in my Peter Pointer finger. This finger keeps getting damaged. The nail's coming off soon. I've got a bit of bandage stuck in there. What have you had stuck in you? Maybe it was... I tell you what. Hey, Range. And we are that desperate that we're going to put you on air, Range.
I'll go on.
Yeah, I know. No, as soon as we get a decent caller, though, you're off, all right?
All right, mate.
03453 009956. What I used to do at school, Range.
Yeah.
You know compasses.
Yeah.
For drawing circles.
Yeah.
The pointy bit.
Yeah.
What I used to do was
I'll tell you.
Go on then.
You know the skin between your nails and your finger. You used to stick it through there.
Incorrect data. You know the fleshy bit on the back of your hand.
Yeah.
I'd stick it in there, and then lift it up, and then go up to girls I fancied and go. And it never worked. I never copped off with any of them because of that.
Well, maybe it wasn't the compass.
Are kids still allowed to take compasses to school at the moment?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been to school. Anyway, few things about your shopping habits.
03453 009956. Are your kids allowed to take compasses to school, or is it health and safety gone mad?
Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening, Range.
Yeah. You know, you said you like to squeeze your lemons and play with your plums.
That's correct, yeah.
What do you do with your cucumbers and bananas?
Well, I like to stroke them.
Oh, you do? That's good.
Yeah. I will not order food online because you don't know if the plums, the people that are picking it, have they washed their hands? And they always get the stuff that is about to go out of date tomorrow. I don't want that. I want the stuff that's at the back of the shelf. Hey, I'm not stupid. I know you put the good milk at the back of the shelf and you put the good melons underneath. I want those melons.
Yeah, that's just your imagination, by the way.
No, but it's a fact, mate.
Yeah, I wouldn't order food online anyway. And the other thing is,
you say the other thing, Ranjit. You've not made one point yet. I mean, even by your standards, this is pretty poor.
Are you an atheist?
Remind me which one the atheist is.
The one that doesn't believe in God.
What's an agnostic?
I don't know. I've never heard of that before.
One doesn't believe in God and one isn't sure, and I can never remember which.
Oh, so you're one of these that... Yes, because you can have free booze and everything, you'll celebrate Christmas.
Well, I'm not a drinker.
Well,
hey, listen, Ranjit, if there's food, I'll celebrate it. It's Diwali this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there food? I'll have some of it.
Same as me.
Yeah, I will celebrate. And all these people, I don't want all these foreigners coming over here with all their foreign ceremonies and their foreign... Well, first things first, you don't have to celebrate it.
That's it.
Secondly, it's nice to have a bit of colour, and by that I mean the lights and decorations before people start having a go. Thirdly, is there food? Yes, I'll have some then. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, this call's gone all wrong today. We agree. This has gone wrong, this call-out.
But Ranjit, because you're starting to realise that I speak a dissents.
No, because I'm a Sikh, yeah? We celebrate Diwali, Vaisakhi, and we celebrate all the English...
Ranjit, sorry to interrupt. You know I said that I'd cut you off as soon as we got a decent call?
Yeah.
Hi, Simon in Tamworth.
How you doing?
Simon, what you got for us?
Hello, I was using a nail gun.
You're doing what?
I used a nail gun a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I wish I hadn't gone to Simon now, can't I? You did what with a nail? You were using a nail?
A nail gun.
What on earth is this kit? You were using a nail gun?
Yep.
Yes?
And I nailed myself to a piece of wood.
Oh, ladies, I heard that. You nailed yourself to a piece of wood?
Yeah.
Where did the nail pass through?
Through my finger.
Oh, man alive. And how... How did you get the piece of wood off of your finger?
I pulled my finger off with a chisel.
You pulled your finger off?
I'll post it,
so I'm going to let you go because it's a terrible, terrible line, but also it's a wonderful story. For those who missed it, nail gun. He nailed his finger to a piece of wood. Ladies and gentlemen, I asked for sharp things in you, and the first cab off the rank is a beauty. 03453 00956. Ken, stay there. Be with you after George Ezra.
The garden was blessed by the gods of me and you. We anyways for to find ourselves some truth. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. Oh, what you waiting for? For no, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? Caught in the tide of blossom, caught in the carnival. Your confidence forgotten, I see the gypsies roll. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting?
Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. Christmas can't come soon enough, and to celebrate, that's the wrong word, to commemorate, it'll do. A dog having a bolt in its head. What have you had in you? We had a fella who nailed his finger to some wood using a nail gun. He had to prise it off. 03453 00956. You can Text as well, 81333, start your text WM. Kaz says, I bought three poppies from school yesterday, but couldn't have the pins. Health and safety, ladies and gentlemen. Roger says, I always shop on Christmas Eve after phoning round and seeing how they're feeling. How who are feeling? The shops or the people he's buying for? The people he's buying for. No point in buying early in case they don't last to Christmas. No, lots of old people, do you, Roger? OK, that would explain it. Rob says, you might find this strange. At Christmas time, we watch horror films. Yeah, I'll have some of that. I'll have some of that. Good afternoon, Ken.
Good afternoon.
What have you got for us, Kenneth?
Christmas shopping.
Yes.
Could we take this slightly down the religious route, if that's OK with you?
I see no reason not to at the moment.
Well, can we break the first word down into Christ and Mass?
Yes.
And it seems to be now that... The world, well, this country generally, yeah. It's just a rat race from July, August, well, perhaps September to December.
Yeah.
Everyone's dashing about, spending as much money as they can or put it on credit and paying for it after Christmas.
Yeah.
But no one really sits down on Christmas Day and thanks. I'm going to use the if word, if there is a Lord. No one really sits down and thanks the Lord for what we're going to eat and what we're going to drink.
They do.
No. The vast majority don't.
Well, you said no one. Christians do.
And sorry. Well, yeah, I'll rephrase that. The majority of the people will not appreciate what the whole episode is about.
Well, you know it's a pagan festival.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's got nothing to do with Christ.
Yeah.
So what people are supposed to sit down and praise the sun god or something?
So
you know what Christmas is? Christmas is a pagan festival where it's the middle of winter days are going to start getting warmer and lighter. So they used to have a big massive feast to celebrate the fact they made it halfway through the winter.
So why do any people turn it round and go to church and
because the Christians hijacked it. That's certainly one theory.
Yeah.
Okay. But loads of people, you know, if you want to call it, if you want to bring the Christian thing into it, loads of people go to church that never normally go to church over Christmas. I'll probably go to church at some point over Christmas. I'm not religious. I'll do that.
You don't even have to go to church to pray to God.
No, you can do it. You can get on your hands and knees and do it anywhere.
Yeah.
On a bus, in a toilet, wherever you fancy. Also, what's wrong? And people think the true meaning of Christmas has gone, but really... What's wrong with buying presents for people and having nice food and watching telly?
I'm not stopping that. It's too commercialised in my respect.
No, it's not. It's not commercialised enough in that respect. Bring more commercialism.
I've been delivering in one respect or another for 40 years, and I can remember Christmas Eve in Alum Rock, dashing around trying to deliver presents through mail order.
In a one-horse open sleigh?
No, just a moment.
Hello?
Well, he only works one day because we work the other 364.
Exactly. He picks up the slack.
No, I saw a gentleman searching through a waste disposal bin just short of Alum Rock Road.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, come on now, what's Christmas really about? Is it about seeing that bloke's got a meal on the table, or is it about giving someone the latest toy?
I tell you what we'll do. Right, we can talk about what is Christmas about for you. I tell you what Christmas is about for me. It's about being with family and having some good food, having some good company, remembering those people that aren't with us anymore, and watching my kids having a good time.
I appreciate all of that. We shall have nine sitting down in the room I'm sitting in now.
Yeah.
Won't
that be fat? You're going to have any young ones there?
There'll be three.
How old are they going to be?
7, 9 and 14.
Beautiful. That's when Christmas becomes magical again, when there are young people there.
Yeah, but if only we could say grace before we scuff into it.
Say it. You can say it.
Yeah, but I mean the general public.
Don't worry about the general public. Worry about you. If you and your family want to do it, Ken, then brilliant. Do it.
Yeah, but...
Don't worry about everyone. Don't worry about all the other sinners. Hey, here's something you could maybe buy some of the older members of your family. Are you aware of Katie Price?
Yes, I've heard the name.
Jordan. Yes. She's the model.
Uh-huh.
She is selling her boobs.
Well, I won't be putting a bid in.
She's got 12 of them that she's going to be selling. You interested?
No, thank you.
Oh, dear, Ken, thank you very much indeed. 03453-009956. The thing about Christmas... I mean, it does go back to paganism, and the Christians kind of came and took it on board. And all these people say, oh, it's too commercial now, and it's we've lost the true spirit of Christmas. I don't think it is about... It's a tough one, isn't it? I don't think it really is about Jesus anymore. It isn't. For some people it is, and that's great, and that's wonderful. If that's your thing, then it's great. For me, it's about family. It's just about being there with my boys, thinking about people that won't be there, like my dad and my grandparents... having a laugh, eating too much food and watching my kids be really happy. That, for me, is what it's about. That sounds all right. I mean, is that cold? Is that cynical? I don't think so. 03453 009956. Andrew's on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, mate.
Good afternoon. You live in Walsall.
I do.
Apparently, it is for ilthy there.
It's what?
It's for ilthy there.
It's what?
Filthy.
It's very good.
Is it filthy there?
Let's put it like it ain't very good.
Really? What could we do to make Walsall smile?
Well, you could go and die.
Okay, that's one option. Let's put the option of me dying to one side for just a second, Andrew. What else, apart from me dying, what else could we do to make Walsall smile?
I'm being sarcastic, mate.
Ah, very, 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 very dry sense of humour. Some would say arid. Andrew, what have you called in about?
Bloody arid. Sorry.
That's okay. Almost.
Okay. I think you're brilliant.
Thank you very much indeed for calling. 03453 009956 is the telephone number. Oh, don't apologise for that. That was great. Katie flogs her boobs. All 12 of them. Exclusive implant sale. Katie Price wants to sell her old boob implants to raise money for breast cancer charities. Really? Really? The model and author. You do know how many books Katie Price has written? 42 books. Fact. She's written 42 books. I've started writing a book. I do 3 pages and think, stuff this. Turns out writing a book is harder than reading a book. The model and author made the astonishing offer to The Sun after revealing she will have a 7th boob up in the next few weeks. Would anybody want to buy Katie Price's old fake boobs? I mean, really? I can ask this question. Where are we? 3:15. You know when you have... She says here, she wants a 7th op as a boob present. As a present. She admitted, I've had 2 babies very quickly, so they're saggy. Okay. Can you breastfeed if you've had a boob job? Is the nipple still connected to the milk gland? I think that's the technical language. John, can you still breastfeed if you've had a boob job? John?
Oh, you're talking to me, are you? Greg Barr.
Is your name John?
Yeah.
Then by the fact I prefaced that sentence with the word John, that would be the implication I was talking to you, yes.
Well, I've no idea in that word. I'm just thinking about things that have been stuck into you.
Oh, go on. What have you had stuck in you?
The teeth of a rat.
Oh, mate. Go on.
Yes. Well, what happened is when I was in the junior leaders in 1962, I was on guard duty walking around with a big pig handle. Got round the back of the canteen to see some rats scurrying about, threw the pig handle to frighten them away, went to pick the pig handle up, and this rat bit me on the wrist. I started smacking it with the pig handle. Obviously, the head became detached from its body, and it was just hanging there.
So hang on a second, sorry. You just said what I think is the most horrific thing I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. The head became detached from the body?
Yeah, because I was smacking it with the pig handle.
And the head was still hanging on?
It was, yeah.
Was the rat still alive?
No, it was decapitated. He was dead. But
please tell me the body was scurrying around headless.
No, that's chickens.
Chickens, isn't it? Yeah.
So I went back to the guard room, walked in to see the guard commander, and he said, "You're supposed to be walking around. You know, you do 2 hours on, 4 hours off." So I said, "Well, I would, Sarge." I said, "But," and I put my arm up, and he nearly fainted.
How long did you allow the rat's head to settle on your arm?
Well, from the time it took me to get, you know, from the back of the canteen to get back to the guard room, got to the guard room in about 5-6 minutes.
Yeah.
They called for an ambulance, took me down to the hospital, had to be detached, loads of injections, and 3 days in the hospital.
Did you develop any rat-like powers? Did you start scurrying around and eating lots of cheese?
No. But I like cheese anyway.
Yeah, John, thank you very much indeed. 03453 009956. I knew it. I knew that, as if you got anything stuck in you, we'd get a couple of cracking calls. I didn't know we'd get them so quickly. So far we've had rat's teeth. He decapitated the rat and the head was still hanging onto his arm. Joe, that's horrible. We've had a fella who nailed his finger to a piece of wood. 03453 009956. And if you've had a boob job, can you still breastfeed? Shall we? Yes, we shall. Merry Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Get in there, Carey, get in there. You know she's got one side of her face that she never shows people. It's true, it's true. You look at the pictures of her, I think it's her right-hand side. No, she's fine. My friend filmed her. And they were very, very strict that they were not allowed to film one side of her face. You look at the pictures of her, one side of her face is always covered by hair. And apparently... my friend who saw it close up said, well, it's a bit wonky. Yeah, it's a bit wonky. 03453 009956. Let's go to George. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon.
Merry Christmas, George.
Playing Christmas songs in October. Come on, man.
What's wrong?
You don't play them till blinking Christmas.
Oh, mate, it is almost Christmas now. It's 2 months
until... No, it ain't. There's 9 weeks to go yet.
It's 2 months until Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, George. Come and give us a big hug. You're excited.
You're buying any of Katie Price's boobs, are you? Putting your bra.
Sorry? What? Are you interested in Katie Price's boobs?
No, are you going to buy some to put in your bra?
I forgot. Where has this thing come from?
Well, you told us you dressed up the other week.
I'm not a transvestite.
Of course you are.
I'm not a transvestite. George, Merry Christmas. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet, Georgie?
No, not yet.
I bet you won't do it. I bet you're Scrooge, innit? You're Scrooge.
No, I go on Christmas Eve and that's it.
You go out and do it Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Will you shut that blooming dog up?
It ain't mine.
George, have you ever had anything stuck inside you?
No.
OK, thanks very much for calling. Patrick's in Marston Green. Good afternoon, Patrick.
You pinched my thunder, mate.
Oh, go on, why?
I was going to ring you and wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And you know what I mean? And you've gone, you know, that Christmas song, it's got me in the spirit.
Oh, man,
I'm off on Christmas shopping. I'm going to spend £3 whether I want to or not.
I am totally in the mood for Christmas. But by the way, can we just get this right? And Patrick's got this right. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Not the other way around. The people that say Happy Christmas and a Merry New Year, what are you talking about, you fools?
So, no. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your Christmas pudding.
Yeah, could you say it like you mean it, though, instead of sounding all miserable?
I do mean it. I'm so, see, you play back... Is it Mariah Carey?
That's the one. That's
you
the fella.
Really, really pep me up.
Yeah. No, it's a good tune, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
There's nothing better than walking through Poundland or any of the other shops where they're playing their Christmas mixtape.
Stuck in a broken lift with them going
on. Here's the thing, and I can ask this question... Do you still dance to another Rock and Roll Christmas by Gary Glitter?
Every time.
Yeah, I know.
You can't help it. I know it's a terrible thing to say.
Well, the thing is, right, and we can have this discussion, actually, because that song, it's one of the great Christmas songs. It, unfortunately, is by Gary Glitter, OK? And we all know the shenanigans he's been up to, right? But it's still sold on all those Christmas greatest hits CDs. I've heard it in pubs. I've heard it at discos. How old am I? I've heard it at Christmas parties. I've heard it in shops. And what are you supposed to do?
No. No matter who you are, you'll get up and dance.
You'll get up and have a boogie to that, won't you, Patrick?
Yeah, definitely. Without a shadow of that. Yeah, and I'm at the age now where I'm granddad dancing.
Are you going to have any young ones around your place at Christmas?
I've got a six-year-old grandson.
Oh, fantastic.
And he is the only one I've bought a Christmas present for, and I bought that 2 weeks ago for him.
And are you going to see him Christmas Day?
Definitely, without a shadow of a doubt.
Beautiful. And that's when it all becomes... Hey, Christmas is nice when you're, like, you know, in your 20s and your 30s. When there are young people in there, it just becomes magical again, doesn't it?
I agree with what you're saying. Christmas is a family time. Yeah, it has lost something, but it's great for you all to sit round there, have a meal, chat, enjoy each other's company. It is a good day for that.
And then watch the kids arguing because they've worn the batteries down. It's wonderful.
Well, mine's 34 and 28, and I've got my six-year-old grandson.
Brilliant. Well, Patrick, have a great Christmas. I love it. 03453 009956. Where are we for the next hour? We've got lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. We can carry on talking about Christmas. Can you breastfeed if you've got fake boobs? How on earth does that work? Would you buy Jordan's boobs? And what have you had stuck in you? Right, it's BBC WM 95.6. Let's get the travel. Here's Adam Crowther.
Problems if you're heading from Bourneville to Selly Oak on Oak Tree Lane, the A4040. It's looking as though it's still partially blocked just near to the old Selly Oak Hospital at Radbourne Road by a broken down lorry that's stuck there. Busy out from the Fireways Island onto the Hagley Road out of Birmingham, and busy if you're heading in and out onto the Aston Expressway, particularly out towards the M6 at Junction 6 there, then picking up with the motorway from Junction 6 all the way up towards Wolverhampton and Walsall stop start. The M5 also struggling from Junction 2 at Albury up towards the M6 link. 08453 002288.
Waking up the West Midlands with the latest news, sport, weather and travel updates. Pete Morgan at breakfast is back Monday morning from 6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
Yes. How much do you pay for a haircut? We'll discuss that once Alice Rosenthal stops boogieing to the bed. Let's get the latest news.
Good afternoon. European Union finance ministers have agreed to David Cameron's demand for emergency talks after the UK was told it must pay an extra £1.7 billion to Brussels. The amount's based on a recalculation of how well the economies of member states have performed since 1995. Speaking at a news conference, Mr Cameron said he was downright angry at the demand, which he's describing as completely unjustified.
It's not acceptable. It is an appalling way to behave. I'm not paying that bill on the 1st of December. If people think I are, they got another thing coming. It is not going to happen. These emergency meetings need to take place. The figures need to be thoroughly investigated. An explanation of how this happened needs to be properly produced.
A retired priest has been cleared by a jury in Birmingham of indecently assaulting a young girl. His barristers described the inquiry into the investigation as grotesque. Father Edward Simpson was cleared of indecently touching the girl during the mid-1980s. The 85-year-old clergyman from Alton Friary in Solihull told his trial he couldn't understand why the historic allegation had been made against him. A Burton man has been jailed for 16 years for the rape of a child under 13. 41-year-old Nasir Ahmed will also spend 4 years on extended licence. This follows a hearing in July when five men from the town were jailed for a total of 23 years for committing child exploitation offences. BBC WM's been told violence in Britain's jails is out of control and they are unsafe and ineffective institutions. The findings by the Criminal Justice Inspections also called for an improvement on a number of issues like self-harm, suicide, bullying and drug misuse. Abby's an ex-gang member from Birmingham who served 18 months in Brockhill Jail in Redditch for robbery and GBH.
There's no counselling. There's no one to really turn to. It seems as though the prison officers are just there to do a job and that's it. They leave and go home. There's no one there to support these women inside and on their release.
The MP for Aldridge and Brownhill, Sir Richard Shepherd, has announced he'll retire from Parliament at the forthcoming general election. He's been the Conservative MP for the area consistently since 1979. And a fourth Walsall business has been closed by the environmental health officers in a fortnight. Chipmasters on Lower Hall Lane has been given a hygiene emergency prohibition notice after inspectors found swarms of flies, filthy conditions and rat droppings. And firefighters in England are going on strike for 4 days in a row over pensions. The Fire Brigades Union says the walkout will start next Friday. A look at the weather. Dry and bright this afternoon. Highs of 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit. We're looking at a colder night with temperatures into single figures. Mainly dry, though. Lows of 5 Celsius, 41 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow is looking dry and bright with a good deal of sunshine. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
In Lee.
On BBC WM
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
You started your Christmas shopping yet? We all started today. There's a picture of a dog with a bolt through its head. What have you had stuck in? You will be talking as well. How much do you pay for your haircut? I pay £29. Now, some people go, oh, 29 quid for that? Well, yeah, OK, steady on. I'm in a bit of a dilemma. My hair, I get very anxious about hairdressers. I had a fella, Joe, for about 7 years. And I moved and I discovered Vanessa and I had her for about 18 months and she's just left. So I had to have my hair cut. The last haircut was with a new person. It's very anxious. How much do you spend on your haircut? 03453 00956. We'll talk about that in a second. Earlier on, we spoke to Simon, who... Simon, you're back with us.
I am, yes.
On a much better line. Just tell us the story. For those who missed it, we were asking about things you've had stuck in you. Tell us the story you told earlier on.
I was nailing some pieces of wood together with a nail gun.
And that fires those bad boys out like...
Yep, four-inch nails.
Yeah, four-inch nails,
and,
beautiful.
And okay. It hit an arch and it came out the side of the wood and pinned my finger to the timber.
Your finger was nailed to a piece of wood, and how did you remove that piece of wood and nail?
I closed my finger off with a chisel. I'd slide it down with a chisel.
Fantastic. Now, you've had another story...
Yes.
You've sent me a picture, and this picture is horrific. I have never seen such a big gash in my life.
Yes. I was cutting a piece of wood with a handsaw last Saturday.
Yeah.
And I slipped and I went through my leg.
How did you go... What part is that? It looks like it's just below the knee.
No, it's the middle of the thigh.
It's the middle of the thigh. Okay. That is one of those really deep... cuts where you can see all the fat and everything.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Are you the most...
It was a bit painful.
It was a bit painful. Are you the most rubbish DIYer in the world?
No, I'm the most rubbish joiner in the world.
Okay, that would be it. You can't make joints to save your life. You're a first aider.
I'm the first aider.
Hang on a second. No. Sorry, Simon. Is this your job doing this?
Yeah. I'm a joiner by trade.
Flipping heck. If you're getting some joining done and a bloke called Simon turns up, I would suggest you send him back. He sounds awful.
I'm a good joiner. I'm just a lazy first aider.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's his job. Imagine what the non-professionals are like. The DIYers. No one does DIY anymore. You know that Homebase has closed. It's something like 30% of their stores or something. Do you hear about this? Homebase have closed about 30% of their stores. I've not got the exact figures, but partly because, well, no one does DIY anymore. I haven't got a clue how to do DIY, right? I haven't got a clue how to do it. I once decorated, when I bought my first flat, I decorated the spare room. It took me 6 months and it was rubbish. It was awful. I didn't do the wallpaper. I stripped the walls and then I just painted the walls. I couldn't do wallpaper. I don't know. I haven't got a clue how to do it. The Express Online. The future of young people to take up DIY is hurting Homebase's profits, forcing it to close 80 shops across the country. Now no one does DIY anymore. My dad, right, my dad, through no formal training, could do anything. Put up wood chip panelling, built a patio, knocked through the back of the house and put in patio door. Did all of that himself. I haven't got a clue. Can anybody do DIY anymore? 03453 009956. It's one of those skills, isn't it, that doesn't get passed down. I will always, always pay a bloke to do it. Now, I'm never going to do it again. I'm never painting. Because it always looks rubbish, doesn't it? When you do it, it looks rubbish. I would not have a clue how to hang wallpaper. 03453 009956. Does anybody know how to do DIY anymore? And how much do you pay for a haircut? We'll discuss it after George Harrison.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind.
Oh, man, I love a bit of George Harrison. Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6, here every Friday with my producer Joe, between 2 and 4, and every Saturday between 9 and 12. Tomorrow, oh, it's going to be a feisty one. I think it's going to kick off tomorrow. I recorded, before the show today, I recorded a cracking interview. Lord Norman Tebbit! And his suggestion, don't call in about this now, well, this is for tomorrow. A little tease. I'm being told not to tease you. Anyway, he's going to get some of you angry. He's going to get some of you angry what he said. So make sure you listen tomorrow between 9 and 12. 03453-00956. Faye's in Sutton Coldfield. Good afternoon, Faye.
Good afternoon. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, Faye, my darling. A little cheeky kiss under the mistletoe. Delicious. What you got for us, Faye?
Well, I do DIY and I have been a single parent for 11 years.
Yep.
And I can hang a shelf, I can wallpaper, I can paint, I can lay a carpet, I wash my own car, I can change a tyre. Yeah, I'm pretty well domesticated.
Are you quite old, Faye?
No, I'm 34.
Wow, blimey, you are the young generation and you've got something to say.
I think it's the fact that if you're brought up correctly, yep, then you will know how to cope with life.
Was your dad good at DIY?
My dad was a lorry driver, yeah, and he only came home at weekends, but every weekend my mum gave him a list and Brilliant. We all chipped in and helped him.
The list. I don't think blokes get the list anymore, do they?
No, they don't. And if they do, most of them will just... call someone in for them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm never going to do DIY again. I will pay someone to... I can't even hang... if a picture requires two nails... I've got this... what do they call it? Like a notice board. What do they? Is a notice board a word? It is, isn't it? I've got a notice board I want to hang up. That I want to be able to write on it and write lists of things I need to do and stick things on it, right? But it involves putting two screws into the wall. Now, yeah, I could put the screws in. I would not have the foggiest how to make it straight.
Well, basically, you need a level.
Yeah.
And it's quite easy. If you mark on the back with a tape measure how far the hangers are at the back of your notice board.
Yeah.
And then put it up against the wall, mark that the distance. What? Say it's about, I don't know, 7 centimetres.
Yes.
You mark that, and then you get a level and make sure on the wall that the wall's straight. Sometimes they'll be out, but, you know, you just kind of get... Just it, put a pencil mark and drill a hole, pop your plugs in, pop your screws in, hang it
now,
up.
Now, okay, now you've mentioned the plugs. I don't know how to put the... Are they called roll plugs?
They are wall plugs. You get different types depending what kind of wall.
Well, I don't know how to do that because I've tried that in the past and I've had to make the hole really big for the plugs to go in, but then the hole's too big and the plugs don't grip.
No. What you should do is get your screw that you come provided with for hanging anything off, if not.
The screw that I come provided with...
Yeah, you know, if you buy something like a picture, sometimes they come with the accessories to hang that picture.
I was in a stationer's the other day, right? And yes. I saw they had a nice notice board, but dead simple, bog standard notice board you could write on and stick things on, right?
Yes.
I thought I have that. I had a look. There was no string at the back. All it had was a screw that you put into What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. You'd have to be a bit adventurous. Go to the DIY store.
Mate, it's not happening, Faye. It is not happening.
You see, I've got a toolbox and all extra screws and plugs and a drill and everything.
Could you not come and do it for me?
Well, that could do. You have to pay me.
I'll make you a coffee, Faye.
Oh, I don't drink coffee. A cup of tea would be nice.
All right, I'll make you a cup of Builders. Nice one, Faye. Thank you very much. 03453... 00956. Well, she can do the DIY. My dad never taught me. He kind of, when he did the DIY, and boy, he did a lot. He was normally in a mood, quite grumpy, my dad, when I was younger. I think I used to irritate him. I have no idea why. And he would kind of do these things, but you weren't really allowed to disturb him when he did. I remember my dad got, do you remember Tongue and Groove? If you're of a certain age, you remember Tongue and Groove, which was this horrible naff wood that you kind of slid it into each other, and so you had wood panelling. My dad quite often came across things very cheaply. I think I can say that. I'm not saying they were stolen, but he didn't get receipts. And he must have got so much free Tongue and Groove, or very, very cheap Tongue and Groove. And he was obviously, it was something he was really good at doing. The whole house was covered in wood panelling. The whole house! It would have cost... If he dropped a match when he was sparking up one of his many rollies, that whole house would have gone up. 03453 009956. Does anybody do DIY anymore? Surely we all just get people in to do it, don't we? Hey, there's a cracking story in the papers. Lots of good little stories in the papers. Nothing big. Nothing meaty at the moment, but lots of nice little stories. Page 3 of The Sun. Mario Balotelli, a man I'm not particularly familiar with. He's a footballer. Well, let's be honest, he looks ridiculous. He's the fella that's got a Brazilian on his head. He's got like a mohawk. He looks ridiculous, right? He earns 110,000... You know a Brazilian? The landing strip. He earns £110,000 a week. Imagine that. What would you do? Well, he spends 500 quid a week. A week! On his ridiculous haircut. 500 quid a week! Barmy Mario Balotelli has let footy stardom go to his head by blowing £500 a week on his hair. The misfiring £16 million Liverpool striker has his Mohican clipped, patterned and dyed five times a week. How much do you pay for a haircut? I pay 29 quid for mine. There'll be some people going, what? 29 quid for a haircut, you massive ponce. 03453 009956. Can we find... I'll tell you what we'll do between now and Paul Franks at 4 o'clock. Can we find the most expensive haircut and the cheapest haircut? 03453 009956. Rachel Nugent runs Kudos Hair Salon in Aldridge. Joins me now. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Good afternoon.
500 quid a week on hair. That's ridiculous. Do you have any customers that come close to that?
No, not at all. That's ridiculous. He's got money to waste.
He hasn't. I suppose when you've got £110,000 a week, 500 quid's nothing, is it?
No, nothing at all.
What's the most expensive haircut you do?
For a gent haircut, he's £8.
What? 8 quid?
Yeah.
And what do they get for that?
Well, they can have it washed if they want to, yeah. Or they just have it cut and styled by one of my other stylists or me.
Now,
so it's £8.
8 quid sounds like... Now, be honest, Rachel, is it any good, that haircut?
Yeah, it's the best.
Is it the best?
Yeah.
But could I go in, right, and tell you what I'd want? Supposing I wanted something really complicated, like I want it shaved around the sides and I want my initials engraved in the back and then I want it a little bit spiky and current on top.
Yeah.
That's 8 quid?
Yeah.
Flipping heck. Hey, that's a bar. Yeah. That's a bar. I'm coming to Aldridge.
Yeah. Come to us. Queued off.
All right. Okay. Now... Because there are some. I bet somebody gets cheaper haircuts than that as well. And I do always worry that when you get a cheap haircut, sometimes you get some doddery old bloke who has been cutting hair since 1929, and boy, doesn't he look like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm imagining you're not an old bloke, is that correct?
No, I'm not an old bloke.
Okay, so it's 8 quid for a fella. How much for a lady?
A wet cut for a lady is £13. If she has it cut and styled, it's 22.
I'm paying 29 quid for a haircut. That must be making your eyes boggle.
Yes. That's a lot, that is, yeah. For a gent.
I know, but...
Have your head massaged and everything with that?
I have, well, I have a hair wash.
Yeah.
They use conditioner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, conditioner! Something I would never bother using at home. Take two bottles into the shower, get stuffed, and they kind of, they sort of rub my head, I suppose, a bit. I don't know if it's a full massage, but my head certainly gets touched.
And you get a coffee or tea?
I get a coffee or a tea if I fancy it, yeah.
Probably because you're paying for the fuss.
Yeah, it's quite fancy, the salon I go to.
Yeah.
I want to make...
Yeah, but we all do the same haircuts.
Yeah. I'm curious now. The thing is, I am very funny about hairdressers, and I want a long-lasting relationship with my hairdressers. It takes me such a long time to find somebody I like.
Yeah.
What is? Could I request, if I came to yours, right? Because I don't like talking in the hairdressers, right? If I came to yours, would you just keep talking to me all the time?
Well, yeah, we'd have a chat, and I'd make you feel welcome. But if I could see you didn't want to talk, I wouldn't talk to you.
Do you ever get anybody that just sits there and close their eyes and ignores you?
Yeah. They come in just to shut off and relax. So they tell me exactly what they want doing, and then that's it.
They don't speak to me again.
And here's the thing. What's the etiquette these days? Because when I was a lad and I used to get my hair cut at Marino's on the Farnham Road in Slough, and I'd always, for some reason, they'd always give me the trainee to do it. It was rubbish. But you had to give them a tip. Now, I haven't tipped a hairdresser for about 30 years. Are we supposed to tip these days?
It's up to you, stand to your own discretion.
Who's that giving you the answers in the background?
Pardon?
Who's that? I can hear a voice giving you answers in the back. It's up to your own discretion. Who's that? Tell him to shut up. Oh. What's going on? Rachel, what's going on at Qdos? Hello? Rachel?
Yeah?
Is that the big boss telling you what to say?
Yeah.
OK, well, you're doing very, very well. We don't need him. So, are we supposed to tip?
Well, it's nice if you do. Obviously, you feel like you've done a good job then.
Yeah.
But it depends. I mean, a lot of our gents will tip because they're paying £8, so they'll either leave the change or they'll give you a pound tip. It just depends on...
I get very anxious having a haircut. It really does make me... Do you know that thing at the end, right? When you show them with the mirror at the back?
Yeah.
Has anyone in the history of haircuts that you've given ever said, oh, no, actually, I don't like that?
Yes, I've had that a few times.
Really? And what do you do then?
I think I just stand there and go bright red and panic and feel sick.
Oh, no, that because that must be really, really... You're there, and I'm sure you put a lot of love and care into all the haircuts you do. And for someone to go, oh, no, actually, I don't like this...
It's happened to me with... It's mainly people who... ladies who have got really, really long hair.
Right.
And they don't want to lose much hair. So then I've had a lady cry, actually.
Oh, God, that must be awful.
Yeah. But then she looks...
Rachel, listen, the line is breaking up. It's Qdos Hair Salon in Aldridge. Have you got any appointments free this weekend?
No, we're fully booked on Saturday, but we've got appointments next weekend.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Rachel, listen, I'm sure you're going to have a cracking Christmas. I'm sure it's going to be very, very busy. That's Rachel Nugent, who runs Qdos Hair Salon in Aldridge. £8 haircut. There'll be blokes listening going, ooh, £8? That's a bit steep, isn't it? 03453 009956. Rachel, thank you for being a good sport. How much do you pay for a haircut? Is £29 a lot? I get mine done every 4 weeks. What else are we talking about? Are you looking forward to Christmas? Have you done your Christmas shopping? Would you want to buy Jordan's boobs? Can you breastfeed if you've had a boob job? And does anybody do DIY anymore? They're closing down a load of Homebase and Wix stores. No one bothers with that anymore, do they? 03453 009956. BBC WM 95.6. Beautiful. Afternoon, Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. Here every Friday between 2 and 4 and every Saturday between 9 and 12. You've got to listen to tomorrow's show. Cracking interview with Norman Tebbit. I'm not allowed to say what happens in it, but I think it may get one or two of you very angry. That's all I'm going to say. Christmas, ever had anything stuck inside you? We've had a fella who's nailed his finger to a bit of wood. He's sawn a gash in his leg. We had... what did the other fella have? The other fella had something quite horrific happen to him as well, didn't he? What was that? My memory is so bad. It's absolutely... We had another fella phone up with an horrific story about having something stuck inside him. I can't remember what it was. It may have been so horrific that I've had to blank it out of my memory. Here's something else. Come and have a gull if you think you're hard enough. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Footy mascot. I don't get football, as you know. And the football mascot is a world... Someone needs to make a documentary about those guys. You know the fellas that dress up as, you know, as a tiger or a lion or a gull? A football club's giant seagull mascot has been blasted for swearing at his fans and offering them a fight. I don't think this person or this seagull should be told off. I think they should be applauded, shouldn't they? Feathers flew when Gilbert the Gull tried to rally some noisy support as his team Torquay United let in Grimsby Town's third goal. Supporters flocked to the club's website to complain after the game. One wrote... Gilbert came over to us and shouted. We thought he was having a laugh, but he called... I hadn't read this properly. He called... We thought he was having a laugh, but he called us a bunch of C's and C's. Now, there are only two swear words that start with C, and he used both of them. Then he waddled off. At the end, Gilbert came over again and gave us the come on them body language. We have the worst mascot in football. Oh, listen, I don't know a lot about... If you've ever dressed up as a mascot, could you give me a call, please? 03453-009956. Your mascot stories after 5:30. Before that, let's get the travel. Here's Adam Crowther.
Well, the M6 northbound has two lanes closed following a blockage earlier on from junction 6 up to 7 at Great Bar due to an accident. Just one vehicle involved, but the knock-on effect quite severe. Queues back to junction 5 at Castle Brom, and the Aston Expressway out of Birmingham towards Spaghetti is queuing quite solidly. Through Bourneville, Oak Tree Lane is still partially blocked due to a broken down vehicle. Just being recovered from the scene near to Radlebarn Road and Sully Oak Hospital following that broken down lorry earlier on. Traffic still quite heavy around there, and also with peak time traffic building towards the Sully Oak Triangle and Sainsbury's looking quite slow. It's not looking too bad for you if you're heading in and out of Hall Green, King's Heath or Cottridge. A little slow going for you if you're heading around and about the M5 northbound from Junction 2 Oldbury at the Wolverhampton Road all the way through to the M6 link on that northbound stretch. Starting to queue back as far as Junction 3 now, just heading up towards the M6 as a result of Friday routine congestion. If you can update us, call BBC WM95.6 Travel 08453 00288.
Adam, thank you. Thank you, Becky, on Twitter. I've just been reminded of what the other story about having something stuck in your body was. Yeah, it was a rat's head.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
You can see why I forgot it. Your stories of mascots, please, after the news with Alice Rosenthal.
Good afternoon. European Union finance ministers have agreed to David Cameron's demand for emergency talks after the UK was told it must pay an extra £1.7 billion to Brussels. The amount's based on a recalculation of how well the economies of member states have performed since 1995. A Burton man has been jailed for 16 years for the rape of a child under 13. 41-year-old Nazir Ahmed will also spend 4 years on extended licence. This follows a hearing in July when five men from the town were jailed for a total of 23 years for committing child exploitation offences. The MP for Aldridge and Brownhill, Sir Richard Shepherd's, announced he'll retire from Parliament at the forthcoming general election. He's been the Conservative MP for the area consistently since 1979. And firefighters in England are going on strike for 4 days in a row over pensions. The Fire Brigades Union says the walkout will start next Friday. A look at the weather. Mostly dry this afternoon. Spots of rain in places. Highs of 15 Celsius. That's 59 degrees Fahrenheit.
The Voice. The Voice. The Voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
The mascot, Gilbert the Gull. he's the mascot of Torquay United. Couldn't throw up any enthusiasm, so he ran over to the crowd. And here's what one supporter said. We thought he was having a laugh, but he called us a bunch of C's and C's, then waddled off. Your mask... Your mascot stories, please. Damien's on the line. Good afternoon, Damien.
Hi, Ian, you OK?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Have you been a mascot?
No, I haven't, but if you've got... just quickly, because I've got to go to work in a minute.
Go on.
If you or your listeners go on YouTube, a few years ago, there was a match between Bristol City and Wolves.
Yeah.
And both mascots got into a fight with each other on the pitch, and it's absolutely hilarious.
What were the mascots? What creatures were they?
Well, Wolves is Wolfie.
Yeah.
Bristol City, I'm not sure what the mascot was, but it was so, so funny. And it's not violent. Even kids can watch it. It's just hilarious. Go on YouTube and check it out. It's
Damien,
really funny.
Damien, thank you very much for that. I mean, I know nothing about football. Of course, it's a wolf. It's wolves. Of course it's a wolf. It's how little I know about sport. But two giant mascots... We don't condone fighting here at the BBC. But two mascots having a punch-up. Oh, man alive. That is a brilliant image, isn't it? That's bonus half-time entertainment. Your mascot stories, please. If you've ever been one... Because I always feel sorry for people in those big suits because you can't really see very well. And kids come up and they give you a load of old cheek. Kick your shins and take the mick and throw stuff and pull your tail. Your mascot stories, please. 03453 009956. We're also talking about haircuts. Dave's in Oldbury. Afternoon, Dave.
Oh, I am.
How much are you paying for your haircut?
£4.50.
Flipping it. That must be awful.
No. A little barber shop. Three stylists. A cup of tea or cold coffee when you walk in.
Yeah.
Cotton blow dry. And it's as good as anything you pay. So
with the greatest of respect, Dave, you sound of an age. Is there much hair to cut on your head?
I've got more than you.
You reckon?
And it's thicker than yours.
Mine is very thick.
Yep. I've been told by people that for my age, I've got loads of hair.
For your age?
Yes, and I'm not losing it.
And does he blow dry it?
Yep. Then they'll wash it as well if you want.
Do they put any pomade in at the end?
If you want it, all they'll do is... I'll just have it cut and blow dried.
Do the... Because I haven't been to a barber's for years, right?
This is a barber's.
This is a barber's, right? Do they still offer you something for the weekend?
Not this one.
No.
But they do.
Really?
I know what you mean.
I'm talking about French letters.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, and do you know why it's got a red and white pole outside?
Yeah, it's years ago because they used to cut people.
Oh, well, no, I heard that the red and white pole is because they also used to do, like, medicine there as well. So if you were wounded, you could go there and they would bandage you up. Wounded, yeah, I don't know quite what I mean by... But if you had a cut, you could go there and they... Sorry, Dave.
Wounded.
Dave, thank you very much. This is what I've heard, OK? And this is one of those things I've always believed, and now I'm saying it out loud, I'm thinking, what an idiot, that the red and white pole is to indicate blood and bandages. So if you had, like, a cut, or indeed, as I've just said, a wound, maybe a dog has sunk its teeth into you, or a rat, or you've nailed your finger to a piece of wood. If you're wounded, you could go to a barber's and they would bandage you up. 03453 009956. Is that true, Wendy?
I have no idea.
It sounds plausible, doesn't it?
Could be, I suppose.
Let's assume it's true until some party pooper comes and contradicts me. What you got for us, Wendy?
I paid nothing for my haircut.
Blimey.
And I don't have any hair because I had it all shaved off.
Why'd you have your hair shaved off?
All of it.
Why?
Why? For cancer, for Macmillan.
Oh, so you did it for charity?
I did it last year.
Yeah.
And my hair was down my back, past my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I sent the ponytail part off to the Princess's Trust.
Why did you send the ponytail off?
For the hair to be made into wigs for children with cancer.
Oh, isn't that... I didn't really... Well, there's me thinking, where do they get hair for wigs from? Oh, they get it from people like you. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be a certain length. It has to be over a certain length. But I sent my ponytail off to be made into wigs for children with cancer.
Have you? Do you get to? Maybe this is insensitive. I'm going to ask it anyway. Now, do you get to meet the people wearing your hair?
No, I don't.
Because sometimes if you have a heart transplant, you get to meet the person who's got your heart. No, I don't mean it like that.
No, I don't think you do. No, because okay. it goes to be cleaned and everything else. And
well, that's a wonderful thing to do, Wendy.
And then the rest of my hair that I had after my ponytail was chopped off.
Yeah.
I raised £1,100 for my son's special school.
Hey, fantastic! But so, have you let your hair grow back, or are you enjoying the bald look now?
No, I quite enjoy it, actually. I let it grow back, and then I had it cut again on Wednesday for their Macmillan coffee morning.
How much did you make then?
I think they raised about £350.
Flipping it, that's not bad going, is it?
So, and I did mine with courtesy of my husband's clipper, so I paid nothing for mine.
Hey, that'll do.
My son said, can you stop playing the Christmas music because it's too early?
How old's your son?
He's 14.
Oh, what a miserable so-and-so.
Oh, no, he said that the C word shouldn't be mentioned just yet.
No.
He's autistic,
sir. Well, I am quite prepared to drop the C-bomb on BBC WM 95.6 today. Merry Christmas to your grumpy son, Wendy.
Hang on, I'll let you tell him. Hold on one second.
Go on. Oh, blimey, I'm going to have a stroppy teenager.
Hello.
I don't want to.
Hello.
Hello, mate, you're right.
Wendy, you might stop playing Christmas songs.
Why?
And
it's Christmas.
And stop playing Christmas songs, okay?
He's not happy, is he? Oh, blimey.
It's a bit early, I think.
Well, Wendy, listen, you're a good sport and your son's a good sport. Thank you for coming on.
Bye.
Cheers, ta-ta. Oh, bless him. Stop playing the Christmas songs, it's too early. No, it's not. It's not. We're 2 months away from Christmas Eve, for goodness sakes. Thank you very much, both of you. 03453 009956. Let's have a quick recap before we have a song. We're talking about how much do you pay for your haircut. So far we've had free. I'm not going to include free. The cheapest we've had is £4.50. Can anybody give us a cheaper haircut than £4.50? What's the most expensive haircut we can find? Your mascot stories, please. Ever dressed up as one? Ever seen one get into a fight? I still want to find out before 4 o'clock, before Paul Frank's at four. Can you breastfeed if you've had a boob job? 03453 009956. I've got a load of texts. I will do the text. Don't let me forget.
I've never
something to be proud of, guys. Guys? This is in the Birmingham Mail. Brummy hotel guests are among the worst behaved. That's you lot. That's you lot. We might talk about this tomorrow. I'm being told to say. We got enough calls to... Oh, but look how many calls we've got. Blimey. Oh, in that case, we will do it tomorrow. So busy on the phones. If you give us a call now, there's a good chance we can squeeze you in before Paul Frank. 03453-009956. Natalie pays 50 quid for her hair. Women's haircuts are more expensive. Is that because their hair is longer? Is it? Ian, I pay £50 to get my hair cut, but it's well worth it. I have a cut every 8 weeks. What about the lonely people at Christmas? Spare a thought, says Keith. Okay. I mean, it's not my fault they're lonely. Bill says, apparently our Lord Jesus Christ had a few things stuck in him too. Here we go. Aidan says, I had my hand pinned to a dartboard by a dart that was thrown by a drunk. Gosh, we're asking what you've got stuck in you. We're also talking about barber's signs. Lee's in Wolverhampton. Lee?
Yeah.
Have I got it right that barbers used to do, they used to do like first aid and stuff, and that's what the red and white pole is for?
No, I think they used to bleed you. You could go into a barber's and get cut and have the blood drawn out of you, and then you get bandaged up later.
Hang on, why? What do you mean have the blood drawn out of you?
They'd cut you and draw the blood out of you, could bleed all the impurities out of you.
You've said the same things. They would let blood come out of you in some crazy mistaken belief that that would make you well?
That's what I believe it was. Yeah.
People
had a try there, and they'd cut your arm and they'd bleed you, and then the bandage after. That's why.
People in the old days, no disrespect, but people in the old days were really dumb, weren't they?
Yeah, not a clue, mate.
Where would the barber cut you?
I've no idea. It's just something I recall. I think they used to cut your arm, bleed you from your arm, and then bandage it up later.
Lee, thank you. It's not a great line, so I'm going to let you go, but thank you. That rings a bell, actually. That rings a bell. I thought they did double up as surgeons, but Lee's implying there's some kind of esoteric vibe to the barber. Could we clarify this? Why do barbers have the red and white pole? It's to do with blood and bandages, OK? I think we can agree on that. But what exactly... I can't believe you'd feel a little bit peaky and you go to the barber's and they would bleed you. Like they're bleeding a radiator. Why is it called bleeding a radiator? Isn't that a horrible phrase? That's the only bit of DIY I can do, by the way. I totally know how to bleed a radiator. Start upstairs. Work down. That's the only bit of DIY I can do. 03453-009956. Mark?
Hello?
Why do they call it bleeding radiators?
I don't know. Maybe that's an old Cockney saying, you know what I mean? You know, my old man's a dustman, wears a dustman's cap, called blinding trousers, council flat, bleeding radiator. I don't know, mate.
Hang on a second, let me just check. This is BBC WM 95.6 and not BBC Cockney. No, it is, blimey.
Well, I'm a chauffeur, you see, and I just dropped off one of my clients down in Telford, mate.
Anyone famous?
Not allowed to say, sir. Drivers like me don't like to spill the beans and give paparazzi energy, do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Was it anybody famous?
You could say, yeah.
Man or woman?
Woman.
TV star?
Not allowed to say.
Okay, was it a pop star?
Not allowed to say.
Was it royalty?
Oh, well, it definitely weren't that one, yeah.
Okay,
right?
So we know it's not royalty. Okay, we're getting there. So we know it so far, we know it's a female celebrity who's not royalty. You're doing well at not telling us, Mark.
I can't really say, sir, because we're not allowed to.
No, of course you're not. Is it someone from The X Factor?
Nothing like that at all.
An actress?
He's an actress, yeah.
Mark, you're the worst at keeping secrets, you plum. Right.
He's an actress.
So it's a female actress. TV?
Well, it's more like cinema, mate.
So a female film star...
And she's an American. and that's all I'm going to say now.
That's all you're going to say. It's an American female film star. Blonde?
I would say a redhead, actually.
It's not... Is it Nicole Kidman?
No.
She's an American?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, blimey.
But that ain't the reason why I'm calling barbers.
No, I know you are. We'll get there in a second. I'm just really... What I'm enjoying, Mark, is the fact that you have taken a vow not to tell anyone about the passengers you drive around, yeah, and you are doing brilliantly at that. So far, all we've got is that it's a female, American, red-headed movie star.
I could tell you the people I've chauffeured before.
Yeah, but you just couldn't tell us about this American red-headed female movie star.
Right now.
No,
not on your Nelly show.
You are so Nelly. Okay, is that a clue? Is that a clue?
Nah, mate.
You are so good at keeping secrets. If anyone wants to guess who the red-headed American female movie star that Mark has dropped off in Telford is, 03453-009956. Isla Fisher.
I can't really say, sir.
So it was Isla Fisher.
I'm on a wait and return as well. I've got to bring them back.
So what time are you picking Isla up?
I'm picking up. I've dropped them off. It weren't just some other people as well. I dropped them off, and I've got to bring them back as well.
What's Isla Fisher doing over here?
I haven't got a clue, sir.
And was she with Sasha, with Ali G?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. My lips are closed, sir.
Mark, you're so rubbish. Go on. What have you called in about, fella?
Well, I'm calling about the barbering business, yeah. And you say like the Balotello. Geezer,
yeah,
having his haircut for £500.
£500 a week he spends on his haircuts.
I just want to put that in perspective.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there was a lady earlier on saying how she does haircuts in her establishment for £8.
Yep.
Nothing wrong in that. No. Now, I'm a black fella.
Yep.
And in our barbers, our haircuts are like minimum tenners, minimum £10, right?
Yeah.
And I usually get my hair shaved off and all the rest of it. And anyone who does hairdressing or barbering, you know, we as the general public just see it's someone who cuts hair, but it's actually, in a big scheme of things, it's an art.
Oh, mate, I totally agree with you. It's an art, definitely, yeah.
So you spending like 28, 30 quid to get your hair done, there's a lot more attributes to just someone thinking, you know, you just get scissors and cut your hair and then charge 30 quid. It goes beyond that.
Yeah.
But with the Balotello thing,
yeah,
I don't think, I might be wrong, but I'm just going on my own experiences. I once picked up a geezer at Heathrow Airport.
Yeah?
Ordinary looking fella.
Was it a movie star?
No, it was. This is a. I won't long it out. This is an ordinary looking fella.
You've longed it out already. Go on, yeah.
Cut a long story short.
It's too late for
talking,
that. Yeah.
Started talking, and he was actually going to be a football player, but he broke his leg badly and ended up working in his father's hair salon and barber shop.
Oh, yeah.
And he now basically has a few agents that ring him up,
yeah,
and they tell him where to go,
yeah,
to do people's hair, right?
Wow.
And those people cover the cost of him turning up to do his hair. And I drove from London Heathrow Airport, yeah, to Manchester,
yeah,
right, for the geezer to do someone's hair.
Beautiful.
The person paying is also paying for me to drive him there.
So he can add that because these
geezers,
yeah,
number one, these, you know, whoever they are and all that,
yeah,
they don't want any geezer. They can't go to any barber because people come out because the general public are selfish.
You can't go to any barber.
Exactly.
You got someone
people
you like.
People don't mind their business no more. Everybody's in your business now.
Yeah.
There's no like boundaries.
No.
So because of that,
yeah,
these geezers pay for that security and that privacy.
Of course it is.
So when it's 500, he might go into a local barber, I don't know, and just give the geezer 500 quid.
I doubt he goes into Geno's down the road. Hey, Mark, listen, do you listen to this station a lot?
Sometimes I do, yeah,
listen,
when I'm up in the Midlands.
I'm on Fridays 2 till 4 and Saturdays 9 till 12. If you call again, you've got a golden pass. You jump straight to the front of the queue, all right?
All right, brother, thank you very much.
Go and pick up Isla and Sasha and we'll speak to you soon.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go on.
Stand up, Millwall.
Thank you very much indeed. don't start that. He was good. David, go on, what have you got for us?
Mascots.
Yeah, oh yes, mascots. What's your mascot story?
Well, once I dressed up as a gorilla to open a shop. The other guy was a bear and I got the gorilla, and of course I made loads of little kids in the prams cry. You know, to go to the market store and get a banana, you know, and banging on a restaurant window at a certain pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
And all the kids are laughing. But do you remember News Bunny?
Oh, on live TV?
Yeah.
I do remember the News Bunny, yes.
Well, in the mid-90s, there was a by-election in Tamworth.
Yeah.
He got nicked live on, well, it was recorded on television, either by BBC or Central News.
Yeah.
And he got nicked. And he got in the back of the police car and put this great big rabbit hand over his. Oh, what have I done? Whatever. His face is up. It was up.
For those who don't know, it was News Bunny was on a kind of failing cable TV channel, and he was a bloke dressed up as a bunny. And what he was allowed to keep the suit on when he got arrested.
Yeah. Oh, honestly, they put him in the back of the car and he just put his hand over.
Beautiful.
Over his mouth, like, oh, you know, and his big eyes. And he's like, oh, what have I done?
Fantastic. David, thank you very much. 03453 009956. This is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. Here every Friday, 2 till 4, Saturday 9 till 12. But at 4 o'clock, the radio station doesn't just stop. A professional broadcaster comes in and takes over and shows me how it should be done. Mr. Paul Franks, good afternoon, Paul.
Hello, Ian Lee, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much. How are you doing? You're right.
Yeah, very good, thank you.
What's coming up on your show today, boss?
All manner of things. The actor, do you watch Game of Thrones or not?
No, I don't. I've kind of missed out on it. I've heard I'm missing out on some raunch.
It's raunchy, yes. It's lavish. They spend a lot of money on it. Ian McElhinney, who's one of the stars of Game of Thrones, he will drop in on the show. I want to talk about the EU, because David Cameron interrupting a meeting today of EU leaders to demand emergency talks because the EU want an additional 1.7 billion quid.
Is that all?
Off us.
Blimey.
Because apparently we're doing a lot better than everybody thought we were.
And we're all noticing that, aren't we?
Yeah. So this goes back to 1995, something like that. The EU have done a report and they're saying that overall our economy is better. And when you look at the fine print, they're apparently looking at all the money that's gathered, including things like prostitution and drug racketeering as well.
Hello, sorry, guys, what?
How they're working all that out, I do not know. But
beautiful.
David Cameron, obviously not very happy. UKIP loving it because it's, all grist to the mill as far as they're concerned.
Yep.
So we'll try and get to the bottom of that. Prison safety deteriorating. Are we bothered about that? These are people that are banged up, having committed crimes. But apparently there are people that
are surprised? Concerned about. Are we surprised that prisons are quite rough places? They're full of prisoners.
Have you ever quit a job? And I'd like to know the reason why you quit, because there's loads of people in the NHS down in Bristol. I don't know whether you've seen it. Hundreds of them quitting their jobs because of car parking problems.
Oh, blimey.
They cannot park their cars.
Yeah.
And this is the old French A hospital. It's moved to a new super hospital. And literally hundreds of people in a variety of jobs are quitting because they can't park their cars.
It's a big problem for NHS staff, isn't it? They either get charged a fortune or there's no room for them.
Yeah. So if you've ever quit a job, I'd love to know the reason why on the show tonight. All that and a whole lot more. We'll have travel. We've got the 60-minute challenge. The football phone in between 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Richard Snakers will be in. And we've got tickets for Blues home game with Watford, which is in around 9 days' time.
Paul, I don't know if you've seen the time.
You've got to go.
You've got to go. You're on in a minute. Go. Off you go, boss. Paul Franks will be on. Well, he'll be on in a second. Right now, though, let's get the travel, Adam.
Busy on the M6 northbound, two lanes closed, junction 6 at Spaghetti to 7 at Great Bar, queues all the way back past junction 5 at Castle Brom to the M42 link now. Also busy on the M5 northbound, it's queuing from junction 3 at Hales Owen all the way up towards the M6 link, and expect delay through Oldbury, flooding on the Bromford Road at Fountain Lane and Broadwell Road, causing some delay. Through Bourneville, Oak Tree Lane, better now that broken down lorry has been shifted near to the old Selly Oak Hospital site, and through Shenstone, Birmingham Road at Churchill Road, report of an accident there, and also report of a problem in Essington around Long Lane. To update me, 08453 002 88.
Waking up the West Midlands with the latest news, sport, weather and travel updates. Pete Morgan at breakfast is back Monday morning from 6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
Have a good afternoon. Ian Lee will be back.